Sound Choices News, November 2022, issue 7. A message from the managing director, Meta. I'm writing to bring you some news and updates from around Sound Choices, living with COVID-19. We're carrying on keeping people safe at Sound Choices, whilst also making our service and supporting the best they can be. We are still following rules given by the government to help keep everyone healthy and safe. The staff now only need to test for COVID-19 if they have any symptoms and must stay off work if they test positive. Recruiting new staff. One of the biggest challenges at Sound Choices is not having enough staff and finding it hard to recruit new staff. Staff are working hard to make sure people still have ongoing personal tender support. Community Choices Day surveys and challenging days. We are continuing to work with the national development teams for inclusive NDDI on our challenging days program. In May 2022, NDTI carries out an evaluation to check whether we are achieving the outcome in the visions for change, which you can read here. The findings show that we have achieved some of the outcomes, but not also we will continue to work towards those over the next year. Janine Gray is the Area Operations Manager in West Surrey and is also the Vice Cover for North Surrey. Lauren Benbell is Area Operations Manager for East Surrey. And Shields has returned as the Senior Operations Manager for Community Choices. Short and flexible breaks. Short breaks has been rated good by the Health Quality Commission. DQC. One support worker at short breaks was invited to the Queen's Garden Party in recognition of their hard work during the pandemic. Sound Choices offers support at weekends and in the evenings, sometimes in our pub and at other times out in the community. Employability and Communications Project. Employability have received more funding from Sound County Council so that we can support even more people into work. Over the summer, a group of young people on our Future Choices program needed the Duke of Edinburgh Award. There has been a small change of area managers. Becky Fleming is now leading West Surrey, Lauren Upwee in North Surrey and Rachel Walker in East Surrey. We are working with schools and colleges to support young people to gain work experiences. We are teaching people practicing work skills in our qualifications project. Our work projects are particularly popular and has helped people to find paid work. Chez Knows. Chez Knows service has been working with the new carers. If you or someone you know may be interested in becoming a Chez Knows carer, get in touch here. Chez Knows has been rated good by the Care Quality Commission's travel choices. After a successful trial, we have been asked by some county councils to help young people learning and how to travel independently around Surrey. Feedback. We welcome your thoughts and suggestions on our service so far. This year we have asked people who assist in Infinity Chez Knows and short breaks to fill out our yearly survey, and the other surveys will be invited to do this soon. We're still too many. We are running a free 1 hour training session for family and parents on how to support their earlier signs when someone you knew after is unwell. Find out more here. Impact report. We have written a report about their work sorry choices did over 2021 to 2022 and how this affects the people with support. You can read the report here. Festive opening hours. Sorry choices will be closed from Saturday the 24th of December and we will reopen Wednesday 4th of January 2023. Click here for more details. Keep in touch. You can keep in touch with us by following our social media, which you can find on the latest page of this letter and by looking at our website. Good news stories. Employment, volunteering and communication learning. Jones started work with their growth team to learn gardening and gardening skills. After a few weeks, the project manager noticed James had learned new skills very quickly and asked him to lead his own project. This gives James the confidence to move away from the growth team and start looking for new opportunities. With support from Employability, James applied for a maintenance role at a local museum, and after a successful interview, he was offered the job. Independent living and life skills. Kimberly, who has lived with her Chez Knows care, Patricia for 1 year has been getting out of her comfort zone and trying new things. Over summer, Kimberly and Patricia traveled to the seaside by boat and went swimming in the sea. She also joined groups who we played volleyball on the beach, even though at first we did not know how to play. Kimberly really enjoyed meeting new people, trying new activities and being part of our community. With you or someone you know like to be supported by a Chez Knows. To find out more, email chezknows@sowchoices.com. friendships, relationships and communities. A group of people from broken resources at the centre, visiting and local school to talk to some students about disability. Then members of the group sat in front of their students and took turns talking about their disability and how it affects them. They played games such as thumbs up, thumbs down to see how their students felt about disability and giving them a chance to ask questions. At the end, they asked the students if they felt more confident talking to disability people, and one student said, "Everyone is different and that is good." Health and well-being. Ed is supported by our employability service and volunteering for two local charity shops. Ed wants to take his full commitment to those charities even further, so he decided to do a sponsors run to raise money for them. He started training at his local YMCA gym and stuck to a strict workout routine. Over time, he got stronger and could run faster. Ed completed the Wildgate 5K in 30 minutes and 20 seconds and raised over £400 for charity. Well done, Ed. Travel choices. Our Travel Choices service is now funded to support people aged 11 past 9 how to travel independently to and from education across Surrey using public transport. As well as increasing independence, using public transport instead of taxes helps their environment. Milton knows how to travel to and from the college, which includes crossing busy roads and catching a train. If you would like to find out more about travel choices and how we may be able to support you, please visit our website. News and events. Charity of the Year. We are supporting Action for Carers, who gives information support and advice to carers of all ages across Surrey. Support workers Patrick Annan is currently serving 1,000 notes of the pool to raise money. You can sponsor Patrick by clicking here. Thameside update. Work on Thameside started on Friday the 16th of September and we are expect to move from the now to Thameside to start earlier in 2023. We are also looking at our activities programme to make sure we are offering the support that people need to help them reach their goals. Awards. We are very proud of the work that happened at Osiris Choices and are proud that over the last few months our commitment to care has been recognised in several awards. The first team beated over 1,500 other nominations to win their Environment Award at the BBC of Surrey and Sussex Make a Difference Award. Tread knows Kara Leder won this year Outstanding Tread Knows Past Care Award 2022. customers of all generations. We have now opened our customer of all generations, which recognise the achievements of the people using our service to nominate someone picked here. Before I refrain to your several choices, do you know someone who would love to work for several choices? Like, I look at our current preferences and get in touch with us at resellerchoices.com/vacancies. Thank you for listening to the newsletter read by Salvatore Grosso.